Well, look at that. Good morning and welcome to
You've
your
got
morning
things
tradition.
Falling everywhere.
It's nice weather, but it's muggy and things are sticking to me. Either that or I just need to bathe.
Oh.
Am I just that sticky?
It's just hot.
It's hot. I'm sweating.
Let's stay with that.
All right. I'm just saying. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to your morning tradition here on MagnificatMedia.com. This is Magnificat Radio.
Living our faith.
Mike and Lisa Austin. And a little coffee together this morning. We have a very special show. Speaking of being outside, coming up in just a minute, we're going to call a lady. I was given her name by a friend of a friend. All right?
Okay.
And so we're going to go down south to Atlanta, Georgia, and we're going to talk to this lady. By the way, St. Michael's, Atlanta, actually Roswell, Georgia. That's our chapel in Atlanta. Good morning and welcome, SSPX people in Atlanta. Have we had any listeners from Atlanta yet? I don't think so.
Well, they're all over the place.
Maybe this lady can Bonnie Hall is going to join us on the phone and talk about a really cool story about camping and her dad. And we're going to go a whole camping outdoor theme today. How about that?
It sounds great to me.
Joseph's still up at boys camp, and I thought we'd sort of bond with him sort of somehow.
Yeah.
We're roughing it in an air-conditioned studio this morning. So this is about as close as roughing it as Lisa ever wants to get.
Yeah, I've had experiences.
All right. Speaking of that, I guess something very special for you here in just a minute before we get too far. Also, joining us later in the show this morning in segment number whatever it is, 3, Celebrity Naturalist. Now, there's a title. It's not on his business card, but everybody calls him the Celebrity Naturalist because David Messijewski...
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
He's been on the Today Show, Fox News. He talks outdoor things, and he's like the go-to guy for them.
I see.
And again, through a friend of a friend, I was able to get a hold of him, and we're going to talk...
More outdoor stuff.
Outdoor stuff, but not so much camping, because like you hate camping.
I don't hate camping. I just have had bad experiences at times.
What? Were you attacked?
No.
Did a raccoon get into your tent?
No, it's usually spiders and creepy crawly things.
Okay. All right, well, then you'll like our first guest.
Constantly rains.
You'll like what... Oh, yeah. I will say this. Ladies and gentlemen, never have the Austin family camp out at the ordinations because it will rain.
It will.
If Lisa is with us. Always happens.
If it's clear skies and I go camping...
No.
I can guarantee it. It's going to rain.
Lisa has what we call a dark camping cloud over her head, and it followed her all her life. You could be in the most air. If you need rain where you are right now, because it's the dry season.
Send me camping.
Tell Lisa to come camp in your backyard. Anyway, so Dave is going to be on with us to talk about, you don't have to go far. You can go backyard camping, and many of us do, and many of us have, and I know you probably have, but it's a neat take on the whole thing that he has.
Or maybe they haven't.
Or maybe they haven't, like us. I have.
We have.
I slept. Remember that night I just decided on a whim? I don't know what was going on. And I said, I think it was after I had talked to Brother Stanislaus.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his dad do a thing. When he's on vacation, they try to do something they've never done before. And they were telling us that they slept out in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
No tent, just sleeping bags, and they woke up with snow all over them.
Yeah.
And so I was inspired. And remember that time I slept on our, ladies and gentlemen, what do you call that out there where the cement is? The back patio.
Yes.
Anyway, nothing.
Have
I just,
a ginkgo biloba moment?
All I did was I got a tarp out of the garage and I strung it over a couple of the patio chairs and I slept underneath them on the cement all night.
Uh-huh.
It was cool. I didn't get all spidery and stuff.
I would.
All right. Well, yeah, if you were with me, it had rained.
That, yep.
Speaking of the great outdoors, we talked about...
They take nest in my hair.
We'll have our saint of the day here in just a minute. And I do believe, maybe, do we have the blog up yet with the video that I made about the boys on the pilgrimage to Holy Hill?
Not yet.
Summer boys camp, we went on the pilgrimage.
It's going to get there, though.
Okay, all right. Boys camp, pilgrimage to Holy Hill. I did a little quickie. I'm learning how to do video, so it's kind of interesting. But here's what I had. I pulled out my phone, and this just shows you how if you want to send us prayers that we can air here on Magnificat Radio, use your cell phone and just send us that MP3 file.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through the woods. we're marching through the woods. It's beautiful, pristine, and the boys are zigzagging all the way up this hill through the woods. You see the flags, you see the banners, and you hear prayers echoing through the woods. It was a moment, man. So I pull out my phone and I started recording, and this is what we heard going through the woods the other night, or the other afternoon, with the Midwest Summer Boys Camp praying on the way to Holy Hill. It was really cool.
Sanctam Catholica, et apostolicum ecclesia.
By the way, I was walking next to our son Joseph. He's the one that's off key.
He can't hold a note very well.
I just realized that. You really tell it's him. Here, hang on. This is Joe. Okay. Okay. He tries. And
yes,
I don't,
he does. He loves
he
to sing.
He loves to sing, and he can't
loves
hold a note.
It.
But God love him, and he's got a great heart and a strong voice, just not very good at finding the note.
The tune.
So, and then later on, here's some more. Here we go. They're on a loudspeaker.
That's cool.
So get this. So get this scene. A string of 130 some odd boys and young men walking through the woods,
mm-hmm.
and you can hear the perspective. You hear the footsteps in the grass and the woods and the leaves and stuff.
Right.
Way up front, they're singing in the distance. Then we hear it and we reciprocate.
Right.
That's what you're catching. That's what you're hearing.
Laudate Maria.
Hear him?
Right. He must have some kind of microphone.
Yeah, they had a guy in the front, and I'm sorry, I don't know the names. They're seminarians.
Mr. Bergerman, maybe?
No. Well, he may have grabbed one at one because they rotated.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if it was Mr. Bergerman or not, and Father may have done it. I know Father had a bullhorn for a while. They had two bullhorns that I know of, and they wore them slung across their chest, and then they had the microphones up there, one in the front, one in the back.
Okay.
So that everybody heard. It
yeah.
was surreal and beautiful and awesome all at the same time. So that was pretty cool.
And that was going up to Holy Hill, right?
Yeah, well, that was on the way there. Yeah, we weren't quite there, but we were heading that away. And right now, Lisa, we're heading right straight. Wait, whoa, hang on. How can you know where you're going?
If you,
you don't know where you've been. There you go, history.
We have made history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Hello. What is today, Lisa?
It's August 4th.
Today is August the 4th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, it's the 216th day of the year, and there's 149 of these babies left. So you got to all say goodbye and hello to a new year. 'Twas on this day in 1693. This is the date traditionally thought that Dom Perignon... You like that?
I love it.
Dom Perignon invented champagne.
You've been Frenchy like the past few days.
Lately.
Yeah. Oh, and on this day in 1753, George Washington becomes a master mason.
Oh, boy. You know, there's pictures of that, too. He's got the apron on.
Yeah, you know, but he converted, though, on his deathbed.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I've heard that story, but is that documented? Did he actually convert?
That's what I've heard.
How cool would that be?
It's very cool.
Remember the convent had a picture of him up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. They had a picture of George Washington on his knees in the woods, maybe.
Yep.
All right. Not a photo, because they didn't have that.
He does.
I am just punchy.
I see that.
'Twas on this day, it was August the 4th in 1830, plans were laid out on the ground somewhere. They laid out some plans for the city of Chicago. And somebody said, what in the world are you thinking? All that traffic? What are you going to do with that? And they said, it's 1830. There is no traffic yet. Never mind. There'll be a toll road someday. All right.
And on this day in 1862, the U.S. government collects its first income tax.
Oh, man.
Does that mean that they didn't collect it before?
Right.
And we can go back to that?
Your money was your money.
So we can go back to that someday?
Don't hold your breath. Lisa. 1879, this day in history, Pope Leo the XIII, that'd be the 13th, published his encyclical Aeternae Patris. This is getting back to Christian philosophy, because the modernists had sort of started to ease in secular philosophy. So now we're getting back to Thomas Aquinas, Thomism, Thomistic philosophy, and all that with that. There you go.
That's fitting today.
Yes.
And on this day in 1903, Cardinal Giuseppe Sarto of Venice is elected Pope Pius X.
You get the good one. You get the cool one.
Yeah, and that's today, August 4th.
All right, there you go. That's your day in history, ladies and gentlemen. I was trying to get it to the end of the... We either run out of music or we go short. We got to start timing it better, I think.
Okay.
That's your day in history. We will take this break and come back. Mike and Lisa Austin, your morning tradition on Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio. We are
living our faith.
You can't help but, like, move a little or dance or something to this.
It's just catchy.
It is catchy. It's called the syncopated clock, and the clock on the wall says we gotta get going with the morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here at Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio, your morning tradition. How many titles do we have, for crying out loud?
A lot.
It all fit on the business card, that's all I know. We're gonna go ahead with our first guest of the morning. We're talking camping, and we're gonna go down to Atlanta, Georgia now and talk to a lady who is got a camping story. Bonnie Hall, her family grew up camping together, but... her dad, he was the camper, mom not so much. Bonnie is so happy. It's so nice to have you on the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So your dad, he loved the outdoors, I take it.
Yes, yes. He was brought up as a country boy who was moved into the city of Birmingham, but mm-hmm. still loved to go out into the outdoors, especially to national parks and historic sites.
That sounds wonderful, Bonnie. Your dad is really an outdoor kind of guy, and your mom seems to be a really inside kind of lady. And I can totally understand about the creepy crawlies and not wanting to do that kind of thing. However, did she like creatures at all?
My mom felt that if the animal was any larger than a cute, cuddly squirrel, or any smaller than a cute, cuddly squirrel, yeah. or it squirmed on the ground, she hated it. But she loved big animals.
Oh, okay, so is your mom like a horse lady or something? She like horses? Or
she actually loved cougars and tigers and deer and wild pigs, and anything except those things that slithered or flew or stung or bit.
I totally get that, and that's why I don't like camping.
Well, okay. Well, we've got to rough it a little bit. But, Bonnie, tell me the story then. This is why I wanted you on, because your dad, what a great example he set. Tell the story about what your dad did so your mom would enjoy camping real quick.
So much of when I was growing up, my family was not really poor, but lower middle class. Mm-hmm. And he really wanted to go out and take trips and travel and do the camping was a way that we could do that and afford to go out on several trips a year instead of one small trip.
Okay.
And so he hit my mom up with, let's go camping.
Yay.
And my mom absolutely said, no way, I am not going to sleep on the ground. I know
that
a snake will be in my bag. I just couldn't sleep all night because of that. So my dad actually sat down and thought, pulled out his drawing board, and he designed a car top camper that he proceeded to put on our 1963 Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh,
people laughed their heads off because it looked like a wooden flatboat. And when we would pull into the campground, my dad would get out, he'd throw the top up, and then he would put this U-shaped tent that could fit three people on the top of that Volkswagen Bug. And we kept that way for over 3 years.
You know what? I love that.
That's sweet.
This is the man. He stepped up and he made it happen for his family. This was chivalrous. He even endured the ridicule of the other campers and stuff, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was hilarious. I mean, people would just look at it and say, what is that? Because my dad had actually built the base for it.
Yeah.
He actually sewed the tent himself. He made it out of heavy vinyl. Heavy lined vinyl.
Wow.
So it kept out the rain and it kept out the cold, so we could camp all year round it. But it was, I must say, a rather sunny sight on top of that little VW Volkswagen.
I can only imagine.
That's neat.
What a neat story. Bonnie, we're going to cut you loose here just a sec. Okay, now I guess you're going to expect me to build you a cabin on top of the Austin Family Compound Mobile Unit number 1.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Did we lose Bonnie?
We may have.
I think we lost Bonnie.
Better call her back.
Hang on. I just hung up on a guest. Long distance.
You'll have to call her back.
Atlanta, Georgia. If you go to St. Michael's Chapel in Roswell, Georgia, down by Atlanta.
We're having phone problems again.
Run into Bonnie Hall. Please give her my apologies.
Remember Friday?
Oh, yeah. We started doing the show Friday, and the internet...
Everything, boom,
right
gone.
Away. The internet went out.
It's been doing that on and off.
Devil's got his tail in there.
That's
well,
right.
Bonnie, thank you for being on. In fact, we're going to keep up with the camping theme. On the way, we're going to talk with the celebrity naturalist, David Mesijewski, nice Polish boy. Backyard camping, Mom and Dad, we're doing it. Your morning tradition on MagnificatMedia.com.
Living
our faith. Yeah.